yo. I don't need your help, no. I'm feeling myself, yo. I'm feeling myself, yo. I'm feeling myself, no. I don't need your help, no. Posted up in the bar like some real gear. Yeah. They be like, damn, shawty, what you drinking?
Okay.
We be like, no, nigga, we don't need your help. We can do this by our
right.
And what you smoking on? And what you rolling on? Baby, only strong. We don't want that mid. You can smoke alone.
No,
man, when I roll mine, don't you ask to hit it. Don't you looking at my splits like my ass and titties. Yeah, I know we in the West, but I rep my city. Yeah, I'm from the ATL, nigga, don't you forget it.
Okay.
No. I'm feeling myself, yo. I'm feeling myself, yo. I'm feeling myself. I don't need your help, no. So you mad at me? Got you looking so hard, you can hardly see. Yeah. My nigga, pardon me. Let me do my two-step while I ride the beat. Now, when I drop it low, that's not an invitation. You can stand in, watch like an observation. Yeah, I know I'm on your mind. I see you concentrating. We ain't going back and forth. What's the point of debating? No. Say you coming to my studio. Say you see my new video.
Yeah.
Damn right, my girl's pretty, though. Help me super-duper fly up to Missy Flow. I'm feeling myself, yo. I'm feeling myself, yo. I'm feeling myself, no. I don't need your help, no. I'm feeling myself, no. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I don't need your help, no. I'm feeling myself, yo. I'm feeling myself, yo. I'm feeling myself, no. I don't need your help, no. Give it to them one time. I'm sick of these niggas and they punchline. They know I'm too fine. He say he looking for love, I guess dude's blind. Cause I came to kick it with my girls. Foreign bitches from around the world. Do you even got a passport? You ain't gotta answer that, I press fast forward. I don't play with these niggas, no.
No.
I don't stay with these niggas, no.
No.
We acting gay for these niggas, oh. Unless he Donald Trump, girl, you better go.
Okay.
I'm feeling myself, yo. I'm feeling myself, yo. I'm feeling myself.
Bella B. Cash, Feeling Myself. That record is a banger. But yes, we are live, darling. We here. Gossip and Hip Hop. How you doing, Jers?
I am, as usual. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a magical day in the neighborhood. I'm so excited for today's guest. We have the lovely, talented Isis, who's on the line. How you doing, Isis?
I'm doing great. How you guys?
Doing good.
Great. Good. It's so nice to have you on. So how did your weekend going so far? We're like in the midst of it.
Oh, it's going great. It's going great. I've done a few shopping today and getting ready for a show tonight, so I couldn't ask for more.
Yes. Where you going to be tonight? Where are you performing?
I'm performing at Chill Spot. It's a club in the Third Ward of Houston.
Word. You know the address? You got the address on hand?
Ooh,
you
got
to plug it in.
No,
well,
I don't
what's the name
have
of the
address.
Place again?
It's called the Chill Spot.
All right, make sure y'all come out and see Isis all in at the Chill Spot. It's something serious. So where are you from? Is that exactly where you're from? Like, where are you? What do you rep?
Okay, so I originally came from, I'm from East Texas. It's a small town called Atlanta, Texas. But half of my family
Word.
Stay there and half of my family stay in Houston. So I used to roam the streets in Houston back and forth. So Houston is still my home, too. So.
Okay.
Word. We love Houston, honey.
I'm not very, but I am familiar with the areas in which you're talking about because I'm out here in Austin. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love her voice. Isis, your voice is so. I love that accent. I'm from Baltimore, so you know, like to me, you got an accent. You know how we don't think we got an accent, but people from different areas just hear it differently or whatever. But I definitely hear that Southern accent. That is sickening. So is this your first single that I saw the video? I've been listening to this record. I listened to it day before yesterday. I listened to it a couple times today. Like, I really love that new record. Like, is this your first single?
It's my first single for this album. Previously, I did an album called Pucker Up, and one of my singles was called Mandingo. But since I've
reached out myself,
Mandingo.
Meow.
But I've revamped myself, and this is the new up and coming Isis, and it's for my EP that's coming out soon.
I love it. So the single is called Workout. The video is crazy. The song is crazy. The video is crazy. Everything is so, to me, it's very polished. It's very well put together. You can tell, you can see the passion and the realness. You know, I just love how raw and fresh you come off. Like, I can really see you being, you know, one of the number one female rappers. You know, I just see that. You have kind of that it factor.
And wow,
your selfie is what got my attention, and I was like, oh, that's a beautiful picture. And I seen that you was a rapper. I was like, okay, well, let me see what's going on. I said, wait a minute, so this is cute. And I went and checked out the video, and I was like, wow, like, I really dig it, you know. So how did you come up with the idea of, you know, the music video and all of that?
Okay. So, like, the video, I just wanted to play around with the fact, with some of the lyrics in the song. So the lyrics in the song is about someone that might owe you some money or try to play you any kind of way, and you would have to make this report and work them out. So I'm always about women empowerment and women being on top and women rerun the world.
Yeah.
So I wanted some females to kidnap dudes and to bring them in and work them out, or like kidnap them and make them be, you know, vulnerable to us instead of vice versa. You know, most hip hop and the men in the industry have a lot of women, but we only do this in the video. So I want to bring women in and we can do the same thing as the men. So that was the concept behind the video.
Exactly. It reminds me a little. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
It reminds me of like a young little Kim. Like, that's one thing about Kim that's different than a lot of the new girls that's out these days. Is Kim like? I mean, it's some of the girls, the new girls out there do represent the women like on another whole nother level. Like, fuck y'all niggas. It's all about us. And that's kind of, you know, instead of playing that subordinate role, or, you know, to me, I feel like just certain artists these days, they don't give that aggression. Still sexy, but it's aggression, and it's empowering, just like you said. So, Jersey, do you have any questions, darling, for Miss Isis?
No, I'm still in the beautiful portion of the neighborhood. Okay, I'm still stuck in the beautiful portion of the neighborhood, so. Give me a moment.
Last night was a little past because, you know, it was Friday, and Fridays is crazy. So the fast lane we do every Friday at 7 p.m. But tonight, darling, it's gossip and hip-hop. You supposed to be up on the tees. We got Isis in the building. Houston's in the building. Like, what's going on?
I know who else is from Houston. I know.
Beyonce is from Houston. Hello.
Today has been one of those days for me. It's been an off day. It pissed me off today. That's the type of day that I had.
Keep it real, darling. Keep it real.
So it's just like, you know, give me a moment to get out of the neighborhood. I'll be right there.
All right, baby. We got you, darling. Yeah, just lay back, relax. What is it? Lay back, relax, and let your mind flow, darling. I don't know, but we're going to go on to break into this next record, darling. You know, we on Gossip and Hip Hop. We got Isis in the building, darling. Houston, are you here?
Get with.
Yeah. no ice, body hoes. Go. I run my city, progressing like my name is Flo. I put books on stars, so espresso. I wish you had, boy, if I let my soul glow. One time for the one time. Had a nigga try to flip me cause it was a dime. Shit his ass where you heard chimes. I'm number one, homie, no factor, no prime. Got it, got it, let me loose. I'm that bitch, that new Tooth Fairy, I snag a tooth. Got it, got it, I throw down like my niggas in the feeling. They ready for showtime. It's grind, time, please, back, no wine. Time, pussy, I don't need that. I'm like George, off a blow. I never work a real job no more. You know I could body hoes. Go. I run my city progressing like my name is Flo. I put books on stars, so espresso. I wish you had, boy, if I let my soul glow. But I report to your grounds where you play at. And have some others show up where you stay at. They punch you for the job where you work at. Try it, try it, I'm cashew. I got nuts behind my funds if you ain't new. Try it, try it, fool for thoughts. June, high knocking my thing for cuts. Bras, be fine, they mad. See, a few dollars, homie, run it, press me. I keep a chocolate bad bitch, I'm nasty. And I took a good game for finesse, yeah. You know I see body hoes, where you go? I run my city progressing like my name is Flo. I put bucks on stars, so espresso. I wish you had, boy, if I let my soul glow.
Yes, darling. I love that record. That record is over. Yes, darling. We got Houston in the building. Isis Workout, her newest single. Make sure y'all check out the music video on YouTube. Search Isis, I-C-E-S-S, darling. I love that record. That record is just so icy. It's so smooth. It's just saucy. It's dripping. I love it. It's real cute.
It gets you up and dancing and moving.
Yes, bitch. You have to twerk, honey, to work out, though.
Right, yes.
Definitely.
With that blood flowing.
So, you know, this is Gossip and Hip Hop. And, you know, this week, honey, I don't know if you've known, but Usher and his wife, I don't even know her name, child.
Okay.
Yes, honey, he's divorced. They're going for a divorce, child.
Tamika.
It's a mess.
Tamika, whatever her name is.
No, not her. He got married again. I knew he got married again, but I didn't, you know, I'll be into my own career. I didn't know what her name was. And, you know, I wasn't all in his marriage because, you know, he's an older man now. I don't be into people's marriage and shit like that. But, honey, apparently they already divorced, honey. It's been 3-4 years, darling. And the reason they got divorced is what's
years.
So weird.
Where the fuck have you been?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Okay.
No, the key, like, I just should have went through all of this shit and all this shit going on. He done had another wife and shit. Everybody is just still trying. Everybody's still stuck on the herpes. Where the fuck did
you
go?
We were talking about it last night on Me and Lucy's show because the reason they said they are getting divorced is because they both want another child. Usher wants to do a surrogate, but she wants to adopt. I don't believe that. Like that sounds so stupid. Like that's why y'all getting divorced. Like,
but you
bitch.
Know what? That doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah, you're right.
Lucy said it was a hearse, bitch. I was like, see. I cannot stand her. But that's just interesting. We're gonna definitely keep Usher into prayer. It's just been a lot of little juicy stuff going on. Did y'all hear about Nicki Minaj breaking into Nas' house, darling, and filling his lyric book?
Praying for Usher now. Okay, he on the prayer list. All right.
What do you think about that? Where's that? I swear to God, I seen on media takeout. Of course, they not. It's a lie, but it just sounds funny as shit. That Nicki and Nas, they broke up, so she broke into his crib and stole his lyric book because you know she worked on her album, bitch. I wish that was true. I wish there was some kind of footage and shit. Bitch, I will be on the floor, bitch, because I could just see that shit, girl. Miss Honey, she said she came for the help for that album, bitch, so she's going to get it one way or another, Nas, okay?
She said, I got another
one. Snatch that real quick.
Honey, it's a mess.
You could go, but the lyrics stay here.
Okay.
Right.
So who inspired you to rap or want to rap or, you know, be an artist, entertainer?
I'm inspired by Missy Elliott. That's my go-to artist for
female
hip hop. Yeah.
Beep,
and then, of course, she's so creative, and she was back in the time where I used to listen to music. The country kind of preserved me, so I didn't get with the new wave. I still kind of listen to the old music, you know, her around that time. So.
You was ready to say somebody else, I think. Was it somebody else that you was ready to?
Mm-hmm. And I have some few guys, like, I listen to Kevin Gates. I listen to Boosie. I listen to Kendrick Lamar, of course. I love Kendrick Lamar. Yes, and J. Cole, and I want to get on some real, you know, storytelling type stuff. And I do love Remy Ma. I like Remy Ma.
Yo, Remy
and that melanin magic, yes.
Baby.
Yes, I like her. I think she's dope. I really do. She's dope.
Yeah, she is. She just put out this, I don't know if it's a little sample or whatever, this new record that's coming out, and it's bananas. Like, I always love, you know, I love aggression, period. And Remy always came with that. Ever since I heard her on the first time on Annie Up, I was like, yo, who is this bitch, yo? She's always been a problem.
I thought, and to be honest, you guys remember the artist Rod Digga? I thought, you know, she would have been on a Remy Ma kind of path type thing, but Rodetta just disappeared. She was signed under Busta Rhymes. Flipmo, yeah. So it's like, damn.
Rodetta, I think she just, you know, got focused on her kids. You know, Digga got quite a few kids, honey. I don't know how many. You know, I don't know why Digga kind of confused me with Bad Bunny bitch from fucking Making a Band. Isis, what was the best part of making this music video? Because, you know, music videos are, like, draining. To me, honey, like, I'm an older girl, so, like, wearing heels is just crucial. I only wear heels when I'm performing or I'm doing a music video or something. But that's the worst for me. Like, how is it for you when you was making this video for Workout?
So you asking what was the funnest part?
Yeah, I mean, so what was the fun part? What was the, I mean, how was the video, like making the video?
The funnest part was whenever we was doing a scene to kidnap the guys, because they were battling against us, and that, oh, this all y'all got, so we started being aggressive, and I ended up pistol whipping with them on an accident.
That was the most fun part.
Yo, I fucking love it. Well, we about to get into this next record. We got Cardi B in the building featuring 21 Savage. Bitch, you want to party with Cardi? Party, I'm ready. Body, body, whatever.
I'm going to go to my body. I'm going to go to my body. bitch on my left. 21, diamonds all over my body. Step got a bitch on my left. Ask me nigga, I'm body.
Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying a lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Who gets this motherfucker started?
God.
Who took your bitch at the party?
God.
I took your bitch in the party.
God.
Who that be flags with Martian?
God.
Who that don't pick in the cut?
God.
Who got them freaks in the truck?
God.
Them diamonds go hit like a bitch on a bitchy ass bitch. Bitch, you a wanna be caught. Red bottom MJ moonwalk on a bitch. Moonwalking through your clique. I'm moonwalking in the six. 50 with the kick. Moonboxing this bitch. I'm from the motherfucking Bronx.
Bronx.
I keep the pump in the trunk.
Trunk.
Bitch, if you bad, then jump.
Jump.
Might leave your bitch in the slump. Your bitch won't party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying a lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset.
Your bitch wanna party with a savage. 21. Second round savage in the ass. Yeah, high-end cars and fashion, 21. I don't eat pussy, I'm fast, on God. I'm a blood, my brother crippin'. Bitch, I'm drippin', ho, you trippin'. Told the waitress I ain't tippin'. I like hot sauce on my chicken, on God. I put the rubber off and I put hot sauce on her titties, 21. I'm in a Bentley truck, she keep on suckin' like it's tennis, 21. All these VVS's, nigga, my sperm worth me, on God. The bitch so bad, I popped a Miley before I hit, 21.
Your bitch wanna party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying a lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Step in the bitch with your bitch. Fuck up a check in your bitch. Us in the coupe and them inches. I fuck up a bag at the Fendi. I fuck up a bag in a minute. Who you know drip like this? Who you know build like this? I pop a shit like a dude. Pull up and pop at your coupe. Popping at you. Basic, you basic. I flirt at the rollie with diamonds. I flirt at the paddock and brace it. I got your bitch and she naked. X on the cake when I bake it. I'm switching lanes in the range. Suffer the dip for the brand. Suffer your bitch for your man. Suffer the trap for the fame. I saw them Cardi B, Cardi a frame. Your bitch won't party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying a lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset.
Yeah, they want to party with Cardi. Cardi is a body of the water.
Cardi is a body of the water. Yes, that was Cardi B, 21 Savage. You know what it is. We got Isis in the building, Gossip and Hip Hop. So, Isis, how did you come up with your name?
Well, it all started with me and one of my close best friends. She was naming her baby. She was pregnant at the time when I was starting to do music. And so she was going to name her baby Isis. And so I said, oh, can I use it as my rap name? And she was like, oh, you don't need to use it. So that's how I actually got Isis. And then it came out like with the Isis now, the terrorist group. So I was like, oh, that's kind of dope, you know. And I have to be having my fans as a bum squad. So that's kind of like how it all got started.
Yeah, I love it. I think it looks very interesting. That's why I made sure I hit you up to make sure I know the pronunciation of it, because I hate mispronunciating people's names. And, like, when I was, like, first doing interviews and stuff like that, people always mispronounce my name. Like, or they will spell it wrong on the cover. Like, when you spell your name, is it all capital letters, or is it just regular, you know, capital I-C-E-S-S?
It's capital I, just regular.
Oh, okay. Because I have, like, a certain, I don't know, because it's capital M, Z, capital, Yeah, like it's like, but I mean, it's fine. It don't have to be all of that. But I hate when they did stuff like Miss Amira O. They put MISS Amira O. Like, or something like, bitch, how you just completely change my name and shit, bitch? Like, that's not the name. It's, you know, when I interview artists and stuff like that, I always just be cautious of those little things because it's little things like that, you know, you're trying to brand. So it's important that, you know, all that is clearly in communication. So are you signed to anybody right now?
I'm not. I'm going the independent route. I'm just signed to myself, but yeah.
Okay. It's best to stay that way. Honey, you hold on to that until somebody got a cute little coin. You get what I'm saying? Or somebody that you actually, that you feel as though is really there for your brand and can take you to another level, you know, because there's a lot of games that are played even on a smaller scale, you know, even with being an underground artist, it's a lot of games and scams, darling, that they got going. So you got to just watch things. They got the production deals. And I had this, I went to the studio just to record, and the dude was cool and everything. And then he comes up with this production deal, and it was pretty much like, you pay me $400 a month and to use my studio unlimited, but you're on contract, so you have to pay him. You have to pay that $400 every month, and you can't work with any other studio. I was like, why would I do that? I was like, I could just pay. I'd rather just pay and go where I want to go and make music when I want to make my music and do me. I don't have to stay in your studio unlimited time. And you know, you got to watch out for little stuff like that because it's a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any craziness or any, you know,
absolutely,
any situations with you so far?
Absolutely. When I was first doing music, I didn't know much about the business side of the music. That was about 5 years ago. And I actually took a break from music for about a year, maybe a year or 2 years, because I wanted to get all my business in order. So I'm a legitimate production company. I'm signed to myself. I have one other partner. There's been so much stuff thrown at me from my last album, my last song. The producer there, he tried to keep he kept all my songs, even though I got them copyrighted. So, yes, I've been through all that. Anything that you can think of has been thrown at my way. And I've been through all that, but now I have the shield up, and none of that can happen no more because I got my business in order.
Right, and it, I mean, it's always going to be something that's going to be. It's just always something. That's just life, I guess.
Always, yeah.
Really. So how you feeling right now, Jersey?
I'm not going to lie. I'm standing outside, and I'm enjoying this great Texas weather that we have today, all in the 80s.
I thought you were ready to say, I ain't going to lie, I'm outside waiting for this bitch to pull up. I thought it was like some real serious shit. I'm like, bitch, not on the radio show, bitch. This is crazy. I'm so, like, you know, excited that Rick Ross is okay, because we had got that big scare with him last week being in the hospital, and TMZ, a lot of people didn't realize it, but TMZ, they really sparked a big outrage by, not outrage, but they just made this big thing by making it seem like he was on life support. And his family was saying, no, that's not the case. You know, they were saying he had a heart attack, and then he's on this machine that's like pretty much life support. So people was like, oh my God, you know. And the family was saying, no, that's not the case. And I didn't know what to believe, because a lot of times when something like that is happening, the family won't tell you what's going on. And so I was just watching, and then, you know, he's out the hospital. I mean, I haven't seen him or anything, so I don't know. Hopefully, I hope he wasn't on life support, and I hope that he's, you know, in better health than he was last week, because that was really scary. Then you had 50 Cent being just 50, darling, you know, messy. A hot mess. 50 remind me of a queen sometimes because he's catty, like a girl. I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, really, that's really catty. Like, queens do stuff like that. Like, you know, this is a third situation, you know, of being in a hospital and possibly losing your life, and to even think about making a joke about that is very, like, you know, very catty. It's very woman-like. You know, men normally don't, you know, if they don't really fuck with it, they just won't even say shit about it. What happened to the niggas like that? You know, niggas ain't even niggas no more now you think about it. These niggas just be like, acting like they on reality shows. They acting like NeNe Leakes in them, girl. I don't know. It's a mess.
Yeah. You got bitches now, unfortunately.
So what do you think about the Tiffany Haddish fiasco? Well, not really fiasco, but...
Man, did you not hear Tiffany Haddish at the award talking about she will sign that non-disclosure to Beyonce because she was invited to that after party? She was like, I will come.
Bitch, I would too. Okay. She said, where is that, honey? You can send it to the, you can just give it to me now and I can fill it out on the way.
Nothing else, no more, okay?
What do I sign, okay?
And I don't think she was being like malicious. I think she just was so, you know, she's just so new at this fame and she was so excited to be a part of that. And, you know, just talked a little too much. But you got to understand, as a comedian, so you got to watch out what you do around these comedians, bitch, because that's what they do. They talk about what happens with these celebrities and the parties. That's what Kathy Griffin is most famous for, because she would tell you all the teas, bitch. I used to get all the teas from all the celebrity parties from Kathy Griffin, because she would tell you all the things that happened. And it would be so hilarious how she would describe how the things happened with her and Meryl Streep and all, you know, all the fucking old white girls. Child, it's a mess.
Not the old white girls. Not the green.
Yeah,
people.
But Tiffany Haddish, you know, a lot of bloggers and I've been seeing people on the internet, you know, saying little stuff like, oh, she's making black people look bad because she's she's giving that stereotype, the ghetto black woman, all crazy. And it's just like,
who even created a stereotype, the black woman stereotype? Like,
right.
Get out of here. Like, all cultures do stuff. So don't just try to label.
I just hate how
she's just another woman.
She's just another person
in comedy, just being themselves. So how they
and I love
how
it.
To have a stereotype of the stereotypical black woman. Why? Because she uses slang when she talks? I don't know.
Right.
How many other comedians use slang, whether they fucking white, black, Hispanic? Everybody uses slang, but because she's a black woman, it's ridiculous to me. That shit's ridiculous. They need to sit the fuck down.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said, who even created the standard black woman or the stereotype? Like, what is that? Describe it to me. How are we supposed to act? Like,
bring people. That's it. Bring people in it. That's all. The green people. AKA white people. They did it. So, you know, you call them green. So you don't feel bad. Talk about them in public. Just call them green.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, we do have a caller in, and their mic is on, so would you like to say hello? No?
Hello?
Well, we had a caller in, and I was giving the caller an opportunity to say hello. Well, they're probably just here listening. Well, thank you for calling and listening. We appreciate it. Yeah, that's as good as that got.
We are about to go ahead and
hit that good old break. What we got coming up on our playlist? Uh-oh, we got Ms. O. So destructive, and
let's send it for O.
Nikki, Harley Quinn. What it is, let's go.
You know who it is, no need for introduction. Miss O and Nikki, Harley so destructive. A few got a problem, they know not to fuck with. Bad bitch from B-more, strip you down to nothing. Hit them with the lockjaw, then get to busting. The boys start screaming, there is no discussion. Now fists get to swinging, frontals getting pulled out. Bitches getting tripped up, showing what we all about. Back to the paper, a finger to my haters. They all gonna die, they will see later. I gave them all a chance, but now time's up. But the cinema to hell, gasoline for you mutts. Never say that, the pussy run the world. I care about your ego, fixin' bring the murder. What's that you say you don't see? Boy, better pray now, say I the mercy. All white Mercedes, rolling down green out. Gotta steal a bag, niggas mad, many things out. Trees like a greenhouse, blow stay smoking, niggas bleed. Bring the team out, the heat starts like that. Nikki bring the Mac like it's World War III. Couple burners in the seat, enemies don't see. Say you wanna rap, girl, better take heed. It's a tough city, and me, I got the keys, baby. Know who it is, no need for introduction. Miss O and Nikki, Harley so destructive. A few got a problem, they know not to fuck with. Bad bitches, Nikki, Harley, got them flustered.
Look here, nigga, don't you fuck with us. In the wrong day, end up in the hospital. I don't understand why these niggas must be tough. Do they know the kind of people that roll with us? Yeah, I know this nigga, he don't got no time for dumb things. He put the metal through your mouth like a tongue ring. My fists are a real couple, so don't blink. They will take anyone to bed cause they both swing. You getting close line, nigga, I don't mind. My fists will call sign. You wanna dance, then I can dance, I guarantee ya. If you wanna call me a nigga, then I can be one. So what if I'm not passable? Cause if I walk up and slack you, then who's slackable? And when I look at your face, it's so slappable. And when I get to that point, I'm unstoppable. And I don't care where you live, I'ma catch a bus. And channel all of my energy just to smack a hoe. There's a new episode of Harley Quinn and Miss O. You better watch it because you don't know who you be.
You know who it is, no need for introduction. Miss O and Nikki, Harley so destructive. A few got a problem, they know not to fuck with. Bad bitches, Nikki, Harley got them flustered. Ow.
Yes, darling, that was myself, Miss Number O, and Nikki Andro, so destructive. We are on Gossip and Hip Hop. We got ISIS on the line. Oh, for one, my mic, I made a mistake and muted my mic, like, in the last, like, probably 30 seconds before we went on break. So I was, like, talking and stuff.
You had a lot
I was giving say. I was giving a fierce introduction. I was giving a fierce introduction. And nobody heard anything, but... Whatever, darling. Speaking of, like, you know, issues and stuff in the business, just recently, Mary J. Blige has just came out saying that she is owes $25 million in back advances to her record label. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It's fierce because
that's
every time I see her now.
Doing so many damn shows.
Honey, y'all have no idea. You see Aretha Franklin? Do you see her? You see her on tour, darling. 85 years old girl. Let me stop playing Aretha face. I don't know how old she is, but the thing is, that's how it is being a black entertainer, honey. You could be a dancing monkey, honey, for years and years and years to come. So get used to it. Because
I just
thing.
I just died. I'm so done with you.
I'm just being 3,000. I'm just like. You know, when I see Murray at the Oscars, and definitely shout out to her for being nominated for Oscar. That's amazing. We love Murray, but Murray, you know me. I'm gonna keep it 3,000, bitch. But when I see you in the carpet, all I'm thinking is, damn, you owe $25 million, bitch. That dress ring. Like I'm just like in myself.
That's
I'm
probably
like,
what the fuck she's thinking too while she's sitting up there smiling like, fuck.
Right.
I got to pay $25 million. Is this Oscar coming
so
with money?
It's so annoying, you know, because you get into these predicaments, you know, and I can so see my ass be in that predicament, bitch, where I just need a coin, bitch, and I'm just selling off little master song by song. Okay, you could just have a mirror with the balls, bitch, give my 2 mil. You know, bitch, because you just, once you get, you know, when you, anybody know that ever sold drugs or sold pussy knows when you make fast money, it's very addicting. So when you're getting all this money, and money is just is a big thing. You get what I'm saying? And especially when you don't have it anymore. So, you know, you end up in this position of selling the rights to your music, and you're borrowing money advance after advance, and nothing that you owe them your soul. I mean, it's nothing. That's a lot of money. And in these days and times, to recoup $25 million, she need a mega tour, bitch. Like, she need to get some. She need to find out who Beyonce dance trainers are, bitch. Mary, you need to bring it, bitch. It's not over. It's not over till the big lady sings, bitch. You need to get it together. We need a grand tour. We need something cute. Why? See what I'm saying? You see how this industry plays all black people? Why my Mary J. Blige ain't got a $100 million deal at Vegas at the Lodge Piage or whatever the fuck them hoes was at, like Cion Dion and all them bitches? You get what I'm saying? Britney Spears, this little raggy little bitch. I mean, you know I love my Britney, bitch. But little Britney Spears, that she already had like a $100 million 2-year deal in Vegas. Like, why we don't see our Ashantis and our Beyoncés and our, you know, we don't see none of these Toni Braxton. We don't see none of our girls, Fantasia. Where's the brown girls in Vegas? Can my brown girls please get $100 million? Mary needs $100 million, Vegas. She's down to do it. I'll sign the paperwork for you. Okay.
She's funny. No, they're not. She's. I mean, she's colored. No, they're not gonna do it. Okay. They're not gonna do it. Okay.
It's not right. It's just really
J Lo and a couple of other Hispanic people. You know, what's his name, Miss Santana. You got a couple of other people. So it's no.
Right.
It's, no. Beyonce.
Yeah, J Lo. She ain't even get a Vegas. Right. J-Lo didn't even get a Vegas yet. I'm gagging. You know who's going to get one next? Adele. That bitch going to be Adele,
yeah,
Adele all over the stage for 2 years, bitch. $500 million. Watch. It's a mess.
What did
I mean, everybody left. What was that, boo?
Did they even give Vivica a Chippendale?
You know what?
Can
the
we
whole
get
thing
something?
With, you know,
black
I mean,
people.
Us black people, all we struggle so much our whole life, so all we know to do is to laugh. And so that's why I am who I am, and I make things be the way it is, the way I say it, but it's a real serious situation. But it's just fucked up. It's like when you found out Monique only got $500,000 for Precious, bitch, I was like, what? Bitch, not $500,000. And so, like,
look,
a regular
look,
person, you think that's a lot of money. That ain't no
Monique
fucking money.
Hitting us up, coming on the show.
Oh, honey, Monique, you're always welcome,
we
darling. Monique
each
is always
when we raising each honey. Other up. We don't need Sister Monique to come on the
Monique
show.
Monique can come on anytime she wants to. She's always welcome. She can run the show. Okay?
She went on the Breakfast Club, and she's gotten Charlamagne ass and. She telling his mama and grandmama because he cutting up calling her dog
well,
the other day.
Honey,
we don't need Monique to come here.
Yeah, but Monique ain't gonna come like that, honey. Because you know I keep that fire, honey. You get what I'm saying? I'm like a ghetto ass Wendy Williams, bitch. You don't want to pull me, bitch. Okay, I would have the internet going crazy by the time I finish with that interview. But I don't think it would be all of that. I think Mo gives what you give. So if you give her shady, bitch, she gonna give you shady. So and that's what Charmaine, you know, the girl, the lady Charmaine gives. He gives very that. She gives all that little shady, you know, girly things, you know, on that radio, on that what is that, the Breakfast Club or whatever, you know, Charmaine, the god, the goddess.
Charlamagne.
It's fierce.
Charmaine.
Oh
my God.
Bitch, I'm gonna tell it like it
Charmaine
is.
Charmaine God. No.
The nigga name is Charmaine, okay? It is what it is. Ms. Member Olsen, not street smart. Okay. I'll take it, Charmaine. So, before we end up wrapping everything up, let everybody know where they can follow you at. where's all your social media handles, what's next on the plate for ISIS and all the things.
You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at I Am Lady ISIS. That's IamLadyICESS. I have in the works my newest single coming out. It'll be dropping probably next week sometime. We haven't decided on the official date, but keep looking out. The trailer is already out for the video. It's called Light Blanca. It's in reference to Griselda Blanca, the godmother of cocaine. So
yes, Griselda.
That's what we dropping, and I hope you guys like really like it.
Oh, we are so excited for that. Make sure, darling, when you're ready, send it on to us, honey. We'll get into rotation. Street Smart Radio, we play 24/7. We are on the Mixer LO app, and we also are streaming on Spotify. And as I said, we play 24/7, so it's always music. Even this very interview right here will be in syndication, so this will get played after we get off, probably late, a few hours from now. And, you know, everything is heavy promotion. You know, we treat artists that come on our station just like family, you know. So anything you do, holler at us. You're always welcome to come on if you want to promote something or whatever it is. Just let us know, darling.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Is anything else you want to say before you go?
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to Street Radio. Thank you, guys, for having me. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to keeping in touch with you guys again.
Yes, and we thank you so much for coming on, honey. What's going on with Jersey? Hello?
I'm here.
Jersey says she's been going through something today now. She's been going
darling, we're on the show, honey. I mean, I could see if we was just sitting in the house cooling, and, you know, we watching a movie, but you sitting over there, so you like, bitch, why you keep fucking with me? We on the show, bitch. I just imagine, I don't know. You just give it all kinds of heat and thunder tonight.
I'm just so over it.
That's okay. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Because
right.
I've been drinking my little mixed drink. I ain't got no alcohol. I mean, it's alcohol in it, but it's one of them little slushy things, so it's nothing strong.
It's wine,
kind of. Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's a slushy one. The Bailey's. You never had the Bailey's little frozen drink thing?
Oh, yeah, the frozen margarita.
Yeah, they real cheap, bitch. They be like $1.25, bitch. You get like 20 of them, bitch. Yes, but I guess we can go ahead and wrap everything up. I don't know what's in the queue. But make sure y'all check out my new single. That's ready to drop, darling. It's crazy. A Mirror with the Bars. It's going to be sickening. Check it out in all the stores, honey. You know, the Spotify, the Tidal, the iTunes, and all the things. And, you know,
and all the
time.
Things, people, and all the things.
Thank you so much, ISIS. Y'all have a great weekend. And, you know, it's Gossip and Hip Hop. We so out.
Thanks.
Flip me go.
You know I'm coming.
The hood guy.
Ain't nobody in Chicago fucking with. Fucking
squad. We go stupid. I spent a lot on
designer.
I spent a lot on designer.
Yeah.
I spent a lot on designer.
Sure.
I spent a lot on designer. Pockets way about a big time.
My
trailer bottom come with clear guns.
Clear
gun. I see llamas, ain't no probing none.
Overnight.
I spent a lot on designer.
Designer.
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 Pockets way about a big time.
A big
my trailer bottom come with clear guns.
Clear gun.
I see llamas, ain't no probing none.
Overnight.
I keep a lot on designer. I spend a lot on designer.
Designer.
The foreign that come on recliner.
Recliner.
They ask me why you wear designer.
Designer.
Cause I never could afford designer.
Designer.
My pockets weigh about a big
ton.
Your baby mama got a big ton.
Hey,
you know I keep a big gun.
A big gun.
I got a lot on designer. A couple killers ain't no missing none.
Missing none.
My jailer walking this expensive hunt. Niggas plotting on a mission hunt. Looking color cool, need the fast one.
Fast
got
one.
A lot of hoes, need them sharing some. Got
some.
A lot of poles, and I'm blowing some.
I'm blowing
take
some.
A lot of loss,
fashion, but I'm gaining fun. I got a lot on designer. I'm a god fan, you can't tell me none. Tell me my soul to keep, I'm stacking fun.
Stacking
fun. Over me, I ain't scary, son. With your destiny, trying to scam and run.
Scam
and I'm a god fan, you can't tell me none.
Put
my soul to keep, I'm stacking fun.
And
over me, I ain't scary, son. With your destiny, trying to scam and run. All my clothes is on. All of my shoes is on. All of my collars is on. All of my watches is on. All of my drawers is on. All of my socks is on. All of my bitches
designed.
I spent a lot on
designer.
I spent a lot on designer.
I
spent a lot on designer.
I did.
I spent a lot on designer. I spent a lot on designer. Pockets way about a big gun. My jello bottom come with clear guns. I see llamas, ain't no poker none. I spent a lot on designer. 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 Pockets way about a big gun. My jello bottom come with clear guns. I keep llamas, ain't no poker
none.
I keep the light on designer. I keep the beam on designer. Water diamonds, I'm driven
designer.
My bitch, she dressed a designer. I was young, I was dreaming
designer.
My car fast, you can't catch it, son. Swing fast, you gon' catch a punch. I pop the pill, no, I'm flexing,
son.
I do it all for designer. I do it all for my little son. You can't be like me, you'll be better, son. Teach him how to read, make it smarter fun. Try to tweak on me, I'll pierce your lungs. I spend a lot on
designer.
Flex, I'm flexing
designer.
I fight in designer.
I fight.
I'm fucking designer.
I'm fucking.
My pockets weird about a big gun.
My
jello bottles come with clear gun.
Clear gun.
I keep llamas, ain't no poker
none.
I spent a lot on designer.
I
spent a lot on designer.
I
spent a lot on designer.
I
spent a lot on designer.
I
spent a lot on
designer.
Pockets weird about a big gun.
My
jello bottom come with clear gun.
Clear gun.
I keep llamas, ain't no poker
none.
I spent a lot on designer. I spent a lot on designer. I spent a lot on designer. I spent a lot on designer.
I did.
I spent a lot on designer.
Uh-huh.
Pockets way about a big gun.
My
jello bottom come with clear gun.
Clear gun.
I keep llamas, ain't no poker
none.
I keep a lot on designer.
Designer. Designer. Designer. Designer. Pockets way about a big gun.